Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again, Israel. A lot of Israelites is going back into the world, you know. I can't figure it out. I mean, where you gonna go? Where you gonna go after you heard this truth?
I've got a question.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your servant, your friend, as well as your host, Sister Georgia. Today we're going to do part two of overview. We're going to be talking about save versus salvation, the lake of fire versus the kingdom to come. Today, family, is the 28th of April, 2015. We're getting ready to get back into our Father's Word. Let's see what our Father has to say about save versus salvation, as well as the lake of fire versus the kingdom to come. Yesterday, we had part one, and we went over, and we went over a good bit of information dealing with the children of the kingdom, overcomers. Basically, we're going to talk about today. We really didn't. I lost my notes. That's why I'm trying to get my notes back up. Let me get them back up real quick. But, you know, we're looking at the children of the kingdom. We're looking at who are they? We're looking at the disobedient ones they call Gentiles. Well, who are they according to the word? Many of us have learned a faulty doctrine. So by doing this lesson and learning with these simple words of speaking of when Yahushua said certain things, who was he talking to? Was he talking to the entire world or was he talking to his people? Who gets saved and or what is saved and who gets it? Well, according to the word, everyone who has a spirit that came from the Father gets saved. We're saved from the flesh, okay? We're saved from sin. All right, but now we need to look at salvation part of it. Now, in order to be to obtain salvation, this is what everybody should be working at with fear and trembling, because salvation, you must be an overcomer. An overcomer. We're looking at these words because once I start breaking down these words and letting you look in a strong concordance yourself, you know, you can go to a strong concordance and look the word up. It'll tell you. It's many of the words which people are reading that they're not getting right. So that's what we want to do by going through this lesson, because many believe the lake of fire and the word saving and salvation means the same. The lake of fire means, oh, people burning in hell. No, no, no. We're going to get to what the Father was speaking of. Much of the scripture is in symbolism because it's spiritual. So if you take it as a physical lake where you got men and women jumping in fire, moaning and grinding teeth and all this stuff, you'll be deceived. We're going to go through that, family. I pray everyone is here to learn truth. Now, I want to just read to you guys the full armor, okay, as an opening prayer. Our Father lets us know. And I'm reading out of Ephesians chapter 6. This is beginning at verse 10, dealing with the full armor. Finally, my brethren, be strong in Yahushua and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of our Father, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the trickery of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We're not wrestling against the vessel that you see before you, but against principalities, against powers, against rules of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what we're wrestling against, family. Our Father tells us, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of our Father. He's spirit, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. We know the truth is the spirit. Well, stand in the truth. Having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, of shalom, of the Father's shalom. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. These are vessels that are wicked because of the spirits in them. That's what you're judging. You're discerning by the spirit. Because many are deceived by the flesh, we're discerning by the spirit, but we're able to quench all these fiery darts that are thrown at us while we're going through these trials and tribulations is by our own people. Check it out. Take this helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of our Father. Praying always with all prayers and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all preservation and supplication for all saints. Now, you read the rest. You read the rest, okay? I'm not going to read that for you. I just want to thank the Father for, you know, leaving and preserving this for us to read and us to understand. All those who are operating in the spirit and understand these words may say one thing, and we could all read, yeah, it says this, it says that, but what is the spiritual understanding? See, only that the Father can give to you. So if when we read that you understood, he's giving you a spiritual understanding, how to better prepare yourself for this end time. What's the preparation? Well, we got the faith there, we got the power, we got the spirit, we got truth. That is our preparation, family. A lot of people, if they don't take on those things and do as Yahushua has commanded us, they will be deceived. They will not overcome. So now we're going to talk about, when we start reading today, we're going to talk about the ones who get saved versus the ones who obtain the salvation, the ones who get the kingdom versus the ones who are thrown into the lake of fire, hell. Okay, because all this is in the book, but understand this is a spiritual book, and spiritual understanding must be given to everything that we read here. So that's what we want to overcome is the flesh, anything of the flesh that could deceive the people. Let's take a look, family. We left off, excuse me, Yesterday when we were reading, we left off speaking about the paradise because I was trying to show our family many words. We look and we don't connect the dots and we don't understand what these words mean. But if you understand Genesis and there's one creation on this earth that has the Father's Spirit, there's something else, a lot of something else is that the Spirit didn't come from our Father. Okay? They're animated according to the word by the prince of the power of the air of this world. Okay? So when we look, we read Luke 24, verse 43, which said, Yehoshua said unto him, he was being crucified, he said, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. He was telling the other man who Yehoshua saw that his spirit was right. He said, you're going to be with me in paradise. We looked at that word in the Strong's. It was Greek 3857. And the word definitions that you will get is garden and heaven. Now, many won't, they will never go to Genesis and read it for what it says and understand by the spirit what the Father is speaking of. But there's three royal ages. We started off in the spirit. Our place of residency was in the garden, and that was a spiritual place. It's like me saying paradise. Matter of fact, if you go to some of these apocryphal books, it'll tell you paradise, that the paradise of Eden, the Garden of Eden. It's the same thing. The word paradise means garden, and it means heaven. But particularly in the beginning, they called it garden, the Garden of Eden. This is where the spiritual beings were separated from the male and female of day six. From the earth, the ones who were in the earth, we were separated from them. When we came into the flesh in the second earth age, which we're all still in, we had a separated location in the earth, and it was called the land of Canaan, also known as the land of milk and honey, which is the garden. That's what the Garden of Eden was described as well as the New Jerusalem would be described as that. But this is while we're in the flesh. This was our separate location, to be separated from all the people of the earth who didn't have the spirit. This is where our Father resided, in this earth realm with us. Many people have come across a scripture in the Old Covenant where it says that I'm a stranger with you, my children, in this land, in this earth, because we are spirits in this realm of the flesh. So when Yahushua was speaking to the man who was hanging on a tree right next to him, he told him, he said, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. You're going to be with me in heaven. We know absent from the body is present with our Father. That's if you came or if you descended from above, that's the only way you can ascend to our Father in that spirit. You have to have a spirit. The word paradise means garden and heaven. Now we're all looking forward to the third paradise, or the third garden, or the third heaven, which is the kingdom of our Father. This third earth age, this spiritual earth age. I just want you to see that word paradise means garden and heaven. Many people are getting this wrong. So now there's a couple of scriptures I want to go over in Revelations. Okay, I'm going to say it, and I'm going to keep rolling. So write it down, or listen to the audio again, and then write it down. Either way, Revelation 2 tells us, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the assemblies. Now, we already gave the understanding that the lack of knowledge that the children of Israel did not have, why they were destroyed, was the spiritual understanding. Not the knowledge of this world, but the spiritual understanding from our Father. So now we're hearing that if you have an ear to hear what the Spirit says unto the assembly. Because you're not hearing flesh, you're hearing spirit when we speak. It says, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. Okay? The one who overcomes. So that means if this book is a spiritual book and is written to spiritual people, now we're making some division between the spiritual people. Some overcome, some don't. So he says, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise of our Father. We're going to get what this midst of paradise of our Father is, because it's going to tell us as we continue the lesson. But we know the word paradise speaks of heaven, our garden. But this is talking about the third earth age in the spiritual realm. Yahushua, he told that man, he says, this day you will be with me in paradise. Now, Revelation 2 says, if you ever hear what the Spirit is saying unto the assemblies, to him that overcometh. If you are overcomer, if you are obedient spirit, will I give to eat of the tree of life. This is everlasting life. This is salvation, which is in the midst of the paradise of our Father. So it's in the midst of heaven. This is the third earth age. He said in verse 11 of Revelation 2, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the assemblies. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. We're going to hit the second death up in a second, family. But understand what these things are in Scripture. Remember, if you overcome, you shall not be hurt. As a hurt that's going to take place if the second death occurs. We're going to tell you what that second death is shortly. But just pay attention to these Scriptures, because it keeps telling us the same thing over and over and over. Go to Revelation 3, verse 12. It reads, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my Father, and he shall go no more out. Once you're in that, this is it. This is the end. This is the third earth age. Whatever takes place in this third earth age, if you have not gotten it right in the flesh, by the time Yahushua comes in a twinkle of an eye and you're in your spiritual body, it's too late for you to change anything up now. Now is your time while you're in the flesh. You're still alive. Get it right. Yahushua hasn't returned back yet, so get it right before he comes. So it says, he that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my Father, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my Father and the name of the city of my Father, which is New Jerusalem. This is in the spiritual age, which cometh down out of heaven from my Father. And I will write upon him my new name. Verse 13, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the assembly. This is all spiritual, family. But you must understand, this is our book, a book of spirits, because our Father is spirits and so are we. We're wrapped in flesh, but we are spirits. This book was only meant for those of the fathers. When they read the book, they got a chance to see what they did wrong and to come back and turn to Yahushua. Repent. The ones who are trying to keep right and they've been keeping right, now they can read the word and be comforted. They can know what their responsibility is right now. And that's to be a light to those who don't have any understanding of our people. This whole book is about our people. Let's keep going on. Verse 19 of Revelation 3. It tells us, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. So we are the churches. We are the assembly. You're supposed to have a spiritual ear and understand what's going on. Go to Revelation 21, family. Go to Revelation 21, because now we're getting ready to go into this third earth age, and certain things are listed. People don't know what it's talking about. People don't know what these words mean, and sometimes these words might be talking about you. So it's important that you know, because while you're in the flesh, you have a chance to come out of the wickedness. Let's go. Revelation 21. Revelation 21. I'm going to just read verse 1, and then I'm going to jump over and read some other stuff. Okay, so let's pick up first with verse 1. Okay, Revelation 21, 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Now, we're talking about the third earth age. Nothing's going away. It's just going into a spiritual dimension. We're in the flesh dimension now, while we all have flesh. But in Revelation 21, John is seeing the third earth age. So the heaven and the earth, we got two things, but it's all going to take place right here on this earth. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And we know there's nothing new underneath the sun. It's just getting in a translated state of flesh to spiritual. He said, the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. They were no more. We're in a different dimension. And there was no more sea. Now, sea always represented people. Well, like I tell everybody, in order to go into that third earth age, which is spiritual, you got to have a spirit. Now, if anybody can go back in Genesis and read day six, where that creation of male and female was given a spirit, you please inform me, because my book does not say that. It said that they were to multiply and so forth because they would die off in the earth if they didn't multiply. Then he tells you about this miraculous creation of day seven, okay, on the Shabbat day, the day of rest, that the Father formed man from the dust of the ground. But this particular vessel called man, which is just his being, he put a spirit in that particular vessel. He made it from the earth, blew the breath of life, making it a living spirit. And then he placed it in the garden, or in heaven, in a distinct location, separating it from the Gentiles of the earth, from the ones who had no connection with the Father, no spirit. Okay, that's all he did. So we see they were giving the breath of life. This particular being had a spirit. This particular being will enter into the kingdom, because once the flesh goes, in the end, all the flesh will go. But you have to have a spirit to enter into that kingdom, whether good or bad. You're still going to enter into the third earth age, rather. So he says that in Revelations 21, verse 1, it says, and there was no more sea. Well, the vessels that don't have the spirit, the sea represents the people. They're not going to be there. If you don't have a spirit, you will not be in that third earth age. Okay? So, Revelations 21, verse 1 again. John sees this. He sees a new heaven and a new earth. He says the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. So all that you think is so real around you, all these people, the Father keeps telling you those are not his people. He tells you who his people are. He calls them Gentiles. He calls them sojourners, strangers, aliens. This is our book. It's about us. He says, Yahushua said, lo, I come in the volume of the book is written to me. And in the old covenant, he was dealing with his people. He's still coming to regather in the new covenant his people. But somewhere along the line, people have listened to the leaven or the lies of this world, doctrine of devils. Let's keep to what the Father says. So now we see in Revelations 21, we're in the third earth age. Now there will be a heaven in this spiritual age and a earth in this spiritual age. Ain't nothing different. What we saw on earth, we will see in heaven. What's in heaven will be on earth. See, there's nothing new. It's just now it's just a different dimension. So there will be a heaven. It's called a heaven. It's called the earth. Those are two different things. Pay attention. Pay attention what the Father's getting ready to show you what this heaven and what this earth is according to his word for the third earth age. This is where it gets kind of tricky for most people to get it. But I'm going to drag you down to verse 7. You can read all of it yourself later, but I'm getting to the point because our lessons are so short. After I read Revelations 21:1 with the new heaven and new earth and no more people who didn't have a spirit, they weren't there anymore, go to verse 7. He says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his father, and they will be my children. All I've did is take the word he and the word son out, because many people want to say, see, it's the men. No. The Father is talking to his sons and daughters who are obedient spirits. He says, if they overcome, they're going to inherit all things. I'm going to be their father, and they are going to be my children. Okay? Those are the overcomers. But then you get to verse 8. It says, but there's a condition. Just like when we got the curses put on us in the physical. The Father told us before the curses came on us in Deuteronomy 28, if you obey all of these things, you get down to about, what, verse 14, 15, 16, somewhere around there. He says, but if you don't, these are the conditions. This is what's going to happen. This is your punishment. Same thing. If you do not overcome, now we're going to hear about the ones who don't overcome. It says, but the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. See, the death we're speaking about with the spirit, you can't kill a spirit. You can destroy a spirit, and that's two separate things as well. The destruction of the spirit means a separation from our Father. In the physical, when we were walking around as dead in the earth, stumbling around in darkness, there was a separation from us and our Father. There was a separation. We had him with us, and we did not obey. So then he put the punishment. That's what Isaiah read to the people, talking about, yeah, you know, you're going to be basically as dead men walking. Not that you're dead. You're going to have ears, but you won't be able to hear. You're going to have eyes, but you won't be able to see. We're talking something spiritual. It's a metaphor. Same thing here. He's talking about the third earth age. He says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. The one that overcomes, the one that's obedient, out of his children who have the spirit. He said, and I will be his father. He told you that in Romans. He said, children of the flesh, these are not my children, but children of the spirit. Why do you say that? Well, Yahushua came to fulfill, make everything spiritual. And when he did, we were supposed to hearken. He told us, look, I know I told you guys when I kicked you out the garden to put on coats of flesh, coats of skin, because you're coming into this earth age, this dimension with all these others. But now I'm telling you, take off the old man. Take off the flesh now. Take off the coats of skin and start operating in the spirit, the inner man. Okay? But if you don't want to be obedient to what he tells you to do and to flow in that spirit, he tells you no flesh and blood's going to enter. Come out of the flesh. The disobedient ones stay in the flesh. They will not get into the kingdom. But will they be saved? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll be saved all right. Because that was a gift given from our Father to our people. Even the devils, they believe. They do. But people don't know who devils are. Well, if you're disobedient, that's what a devil is. You're a spirit that's disobedient. You're flowing in the ways of Cain, or you're flowing in the ways of the spirits that work through the children of disobedience. But you're still his, but you're a disobedient spirit. So he tells you in Revelation 21, after he tells the overcomers they're going to inherit all things, they'll be called his children. But for the fearful, the Father said, I ain't give you the spirit of fear. But they got many who are fearful because they learn a faulty or a leavened up doctrine. They don't know the truth from the light. They don't read, study, and show themselves approved. They refuse to discern the spirit by the spirit. They come against the Most High anointed, whether they are in acknowledgement of what they're doing or not. When the word goes out, when the teacher who is supposed to teach you, the preacher that is sent by the Most High, tell you what to do, you don't want to hearken to that. You better go read Romans 13 and figure that one out. But you don't want to hearken to that. You don't want to be told that you're not doing something right. You'd rather just stay like you are and let Yahushua tell you, you know, I don't know, you get away. These are children of disobedience. They're fearful. They're unbelieving. They don't have faith. If they had the true faith, then they would not be trying to transplant themselves in different locations in the earth or tell the people that it's buy a piece of clothes. Salvation ain't got nothing to do with the clothes or the sexes, because salvation is of the spirit. Has nothing to do with a man or a woman. It's a spirit dwelling in that vessel known as a man and a woman. So he says, but the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers. Murderers, not talking about physically murdering somebody, family. I can break all this down, but I'm not going to do it today for lack of time. It talks about the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all the liars. Where will they be? They're going to have... Oh, my goodness, I was on speakerphone the whole time. I'm sorry. I pray y'all heard me. But we have a few seconds left. I better do this. I'm trying to go over this as quickly as I can so everybody get this. But family, if you want to call in, the number is 646-595-4111. We have about a minute left. I want to finish going into this. I want to show you what these words mean and who. Is it not the same thing spoken all over the scripture? Are these people going to a certain location opposite the overcomers? Because if this is our book, the judgment, when the book gets open, falls out on the Most High's people, not the other nations. They won't be there no more. Okay, family, 646-595-4111. Let me bring on my brother to get some commentary in, and then we're going to get back to the word. Okay, family, hold tight. Okay, Shabbat Shalom. Brother Jerome, you there?
I'm here. Shabbat Shalom, sister.
Okay, you got any good word for us?
Oh, yes. Hallelujah, sister. You're doing a wonderful job. I just want to ask
Thank you, brother.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, this is what I wanted to say. Today when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. That means when you hear the truth, don't turn away from the truth. Don't reject the truth. You're not supposed to do that. You know, a lot of people sometimes come to the truth and they're shaky. You don't want to be on shaky ground. You want to be on firm ground. And you know, the Bible tells us in the last days in Timothy, Second Timothy chapter 3, first verse, it says, In the last days, perilous times shall come, for men will be lovers of their own selves. I'm not talking about just a man. It's talking about the man and woman. It's talking about flesh. Are you a lover of yourself, or are you a lover of the Heavenly Father? You can't love the things of this world. You can't love these fleshly desires. You got to love the Father more than anything. The Father has to come first. And where you lay your treasures up is where your heart will be. That's in Matthew. That's Matthew, I think it's Matthew 6 and 26. Where you lay your treasures up, that's where your heart will be. Well, where are you laying your treasures up? Are you laying up fleshly treasures, or are you laying up spiritual treasures? You have to ask yourself these things. You have to examine yourself. You know, like James said, examine yourself, you know, and make sure that you're doing, you know, what's right in the sight of the Heavenly Father. And Sister George, you're doing such a wonderful job. That's all I had to say for right now.
All right, brother, thank you. I appreciate it. You came across clear as well. I'm going to put you back on parking lot, getting along a little bit more with the message, but thank you for adding that. We all need to hear that. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and read a little bit more because I got more, but, you know, time's sake is what hurts us here, but we're going to keep going on. But the Father tells us that the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, they shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. We must look at what is the second death. Well, family, I know you guys have heard this before. It might not have the word second death, but I'm going to take you there. Go to Matthew 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. The Father tells us, and fear not them which kill the body. Okay, remember our flesh, while we're in this flesh, this is our first body. But we have a second body. That's the inner man. That's your spiritual man. Okay, we all have it. It was said from above. He says, fear not them which kill the body. That first body, but are not able to kill the spirit, but rather fear him, that's Yahushua, which is able to destroy both the spirit and the body in hell. Well, this hell is the same reference back to when we just finished reading for you, and I'm going to read it one more time in Revelation 21, verse 8. It says, not the overcomers, but the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, and the whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all that lot, all the liars, shall have their part in a lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So we're talking metaphorically a lake burning with fire and brimstone. This is the second death. So you see, it's not going to be an actual lake which has fire. But he's talking about the condition of the second body, of the spiritual body. It will be destroyed. Now let's go a little further. It said both, in Matthew 10:28, it said that the one that could kill both the spirit and the body, where will he do it? He's going to do it in hell. Now that's important to get. This is that lake which burns with fire. Check it out. It's the same thing as saying this. It's the same thing as saying this. I'm just going to read. I was going to read the parable of the wheat and tare. I'm just going to read the portion you need to hear. In Matthew 13, okay, speaking of the parable of the wheat and tare, I'm going to read it for you. I think I have enough time to get it through. Let's go there. Verse 24, another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, the enemy came in and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seeds in thy field? From whence then had the tares? He said unto them, An enemy had done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go up and gather them up? Now he said, Nay. Least while you gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let them both go together. And this is our people. The wicked have always been right among our people, family. This is about Israel. It's not about the Hamites or the Moabites or the Canaanites or the Edomites. It's not about any of them. This book is about us. This book is our history. So he says, let them both grow together until the harvest. Because something's getting ready to get harvest. You better pay attention to what's getting harvest. He says, and in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, these are your angels, gather ye together first the tares. Where are the tares going, family? He says, and bind them in bundles to burn them. They're going to be in what's called a lake of fire, or a place that has brimstone and where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, a place just like the rich man where he said, this is hell. He said, I'm thirsty and I'm burning, I'm wanting. Now, those are all metaphorical words to tell you. When it says there's a famine in the land, the Father wasn't speaking about food, not bread, not water. These people who will be lacking something, what they'll be lacking is the Father. They'll have a disconnect. They'll be known as Gentiles. They'll be in what's called earth. They won't be in heaven. Heaven is the kingdom. That's where the Father will reside with his overcomers. Okay, you have Yahuwah, Yahushua, our forefathers, and we'll be there too, the overcomers who have operated out the Spirit, been obedient, followed his commandment. But this other place, it says, you know, gather ye first the tares. First we're going to get rid of these tares. Bind them in bundles to burn them. See, they have to go through judgment. That's what this is speaking of. And then it says, but gather the wheat into my barn. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Now check this out. Another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal. Now we know that the woman represents Israel, but in this particular thing, it's the devil. He's putting leaven in among the Father's bread, the kingdom of heaven. Okay, it says, and she hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Everybody was the same thing. All these things spake Yahushua unto the multitude in parables, and without parables spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Now we're getting to understanding, so I hope everybody's hearkening to what we're reading right here. Let's explain this. Verse 36, then Yahushua sent the multitude away and went into the house. His disciples came unto him, saying, declare to us the parable of the tares of the field. What about these tares of the field? Let us know, what is this about? Here's what Yahushua says. He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the seed of are the children of the kingdom. That's those that would be the Son of God, right? The sons of God, as they put in the scripture. Sons means children, so the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. Another way of me saying the children of the wicked one would be the children of disobedience, or the son of perdition, which means the children of destruction. Okay, it's all the same word, family. He says the field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil, the spirit. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it shall be in the end of this world. So right at the end, who's going to get the kingdom and who's not, we're going to find out. It says, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom and this is going to be in the third earth age, because we all get saved. We all will be there, whether you're righteous spirit or unrighteous. The book is going to be opened up for the unrighteous. But he says, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, because the judgment has already gone out. He's opening up that book. It says in verse 42, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of our Father, or their Father is what it says. Who hath ears? Let him hear. Some spiritual is being spoken here. This, verse 42, of where the ones who commit offense and iniquity, okay, the ones who are called tares, they're going to be cast into a furnace of fire. And it says there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Well, family, that is the same thing as when Matthew said the second body. You better be worried about the one who can destroy both the first body, the spirit, and the spirit and the body, which is the flesh, in hell. Okay? So this hell is the same place. We keep talking about a lake which burns with fire and brimstone. We keep talking, but this is the second death. So right now, these who are not overcomers, it said that when Yahushua sends forth his angels towards the end, after the book has been opened, he's going to cast the unbelievers, the whoremongers, all that believeth the lie that we read prior in Revelation 21, these will be cast into the furnace of fire. Okay, they're going to be cast somewhere. That word cast is important. Pay attention. He said, and there shall be weeping or wailing and gnashing of teeth. Okay? Now, you go to Matthew 8. I don't even know if I have time to start this. I'm going to see, because I want to make a point. I'm going to go there. Go to Matthew 8. Now, you can read it all for yourself. I had Matthew 8, verses 1 to 13, but you can read all that. I'm just going to jump to the brunt. We're going to hit back at Matthew 8, verse 11, because this is going to say the same thing. Pay attention. Now, it says, verse 11, and I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Remember the new earth and the new heaven? Well, we're talking third earth age. Some people will be in heaven. And who will they see there? They're going to see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But it says in verse 12, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse 12 is talking about not the overcomers. They're children of the kingdom. They had a spirit, but they were unrighteous. Their garments were not prepared. So it says, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's the same thing as when we just went through Matthew 13, and in verse 42 it says, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Because it told us in verse 41 that the righteous will be gathered into the kingdom, but everything that offend will be yanked out. They will not be in the kingdom. Okay? And they will be burnt with fire. Family, we're going to keep going through these same words. You're going to see it's the same thing. I'm going to stop there because we only got 2 minutes left, and I would hate to get cut off right in the middle of this. I'm trying to build for you so you can see these are the same words being said again. But many people believe this pertains to the whole world. This is our history book. Everybody didn't get the spirit. But if you're not going to operate out the spirit, you might fall into the leaven and the lies, and you're going to be in the state. If you don't come out of that wickedness, you'll be cast into what is called the lake of fire or cast into outer darkness. You will not be able to enter into the kingdom. I'm going to prove it as we continue this series. I'm going to bring on my brother, see if he had anything to add to this. Because we're getting hot now. We're getting to the point. Y'all going to find out what this lake of fire was saved versus salvation means. And the lake of fire versus the kingdom. You will find out. So you guys hang with us. Brother, we have about a minute left. Do you have anything that you want to add?
maybe next time, sister.
Okay. Well, hey, we're going to get ready to cut off any second now. Thank you, brother, for joining me. Thank you, family members. I'll try to give you one more show, but I'm going to write a note to the family members tonight. So, hey, stay blessed in the Father's word. Hey, Shabbat Shalom, family.